Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I'm here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival Luxury Resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune in to the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter, with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is January 28th. On this day in 2001, 18-year-old Jill Lynn Udo was found murdered in her Syracuse, New York apartment. Despite years of investigation, her case sadly remains unsolved, leaving her family and the community still searching for answers. Today, we'll honor Jill Lynn's life, explore the circumstances of her tragic death, and examine the ongoing quest for justice that has spanned for over two decades. Let's get started. Jill Lynn Udo was born on March 20th, 1982 in Syracuse, New York. She spent part of her childhood in Colorado Springs before returning to Syracuse in 1997 with her mother, Joanna Browning, and her sister, Jenna. Jill Lynn was known for her vibrant personality and her deep compassion for others. At just 18, Jill Lynn was juggling work and studies. She worked at Aeropostale and Shopping Town Mall and was pursuing a career as a paramedic with dreams of joining Rural Metro. Jill was trusting and kind-hearted and was someone who always saw the good in people. Tragically, it's believed that her trusting nature may have made her vulnerable on the day her life was taken. January 28, 2001, was Super Bowl Sunday. The Baltimore Ravens were facing the New York Giants. Jill Lynn had plans to watch the game with her family at their home on Butternut Street in Syracuse. When she didn't show up or answer her phone, her family became worried. But Jill Lynn was 18 and out on her own, so they thought maybe she was just out with friends, maybe plans had changed. They didn't know. But the following day, their concern deepened when they realized she had missed her shift at work. So her mother and sister went down to Jill Lynn's apartment building to check on her. What they found inside of her James Street apartment was every parent's worst nightmare. Jill Lynn's apartment door was unlocked, and inside, they discovered her lifeless body on the futon. She had been brutally attacked and had suffered multiple stab wounds, including a fatal cut to her neck. The murder knife was a knife from her own kitchen, which indicates that this wasn't a pre-planned attack. Adding to the heartbreak, her dog Hooch was found in the apartment, unharmed but alone. There were no signs of forced entry, leading investigators to believe that Jill Lynn may have known her killer and willingly let them in. Moreover, her valuables were untouched, which ruled out robbery as a motive. So it truly seems as though Jill Lynn knew her killer, let them in, and then things got out of hand. The Syracuse Police Department launched an immediate investigation, canvassing the area and interviewing neighbors, friends, and coworkers. But despite their efforts, no solid leads emerged. Forensic evidence was collected, including DNA from the crime scene, but it didn't provide a match. Police estimated Jill Lynn's time of death to be between noon and 3 p.m. on January 28th. So despite these findings, the DNA, the fact that Jill Lynn seemingly knew her attacker, and the relatively narrow window of time in which the crime could have occurred, the case was still hampered by a lack of witnesses or clear physical evidence that tied a particular person to the crime. There was no one in Jill Lynn's life who immediately stood out as a suspect, and without a DNA match, they didn't really have anything to go on. Jill Lynn's case quickly went cold and stayed that way for years.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But in 2016, the Syracuse Police Department revisited the case, leveraging advancements in DNA technology to develop a suspect profile. Detective Christy Joseph from the Cold Case Squad emphasized the department's commitment, saying, quote, "In the past few years, there have been some people we've looked at in a different capacity, some names that have come up that were known to the case, and we're keeping an eye on those," end quote. Despite these efforts, the DNA evidence has yet to yield a conclusive lead. Jill Lynn's case garnered significant media attention in early years. It was featured on national programs such as America's Most Wanted and the Montel Williams Show, which did help keep her story in the public eye for a time. Her mother, Joanne Browning, was a tireless advocate for justice. She organized community events, distributed flyers, and worked to maintain the media interest in her daughter's case. But despite her efforts, as the years passed, the media coverage dwindled and the case eventually faded from the spotlight. In 2006, Joanne Browning filed a lawsuit against the property owners of Jill Lynn's apartment building. She alleged negligence in security measures. The suit claimed that the owners failed to, quote, "take minimal precautions to protect decedent from foreseeable harm from the criminal conduct of a third party," end quote. However, the case was ultimately dismissed due to a lack of evidence. Tragically, Joanne herself passed away in 2007 after an accidental fall. Her death was another devastating blow to a family that was already struggling with the loss of Jill Lynn. Joanne's unwavering determination to seek justice for her daughter truly remains a testament to a mother's love. Jill Lynn's murder had a profound impact on the Syracuse community. The senseless loss of a young life left residents shaken and concerned about safety. Over the years, community members have held vigils and memorials to honor Jill Lynn's memory and to keep attention on her unsolved case. Additionally, organizations like the Cold Case Justice Initiative at Syracuse University and the College of St. Rose's Cold Case Analysis Center have taken an interest in Jill Lynn's case. By involving forensic students and experts, these initiatives aim to provide fresh perspectives and, hopefully, new leads in solving the mystery of her murder. Unfortunately, the pain of losing a loved one to an unsolved murder is a burden that's shared by many families. Bonnie Driscoll, whose daughter Lacey Ferguson was murdered in 2001, understands this anguish all too well. Bonnie met Joanne Browning during their mutual efforts to raise awareness about their daughter's cases. Reflecting on Joanne's dedication, Bonnie said, quote, "I loved her. She worked so hard trying to get her daughter's case solved," end quote. Bonnie's own journey finally saw a resolution after 13 years when her daughter's killer was brought to justice. She remains hopeful that advancements in DNA technology will eventually provide answers in cases like Jill Lynn's, saying, quote, "My heart's with all these people who are still fighting. I know what it's like," end quote. Today, Jill Lynn Udo's murder remains unsolved. The Syracuse Police Department continues to encourage anyone with information to come forward, stressing that even small details could make a huge difference. A reward is also still available for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Jill Lynn's killer. Her family, her friends, and her community continue to hold out hope that one day, justice will be served. The murder of Jill Lynn Udo on January 28, 2001, remains a chilling reminder of the pain left behind by unsolved crimes. As we reflect on Jill Lynn's life and the loved ones who continue to fight for answers, we're reminded of the importance of keeping these cases in the public eye. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found this story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. In the meantime, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I am here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival luxury resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune into the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more.